The U.S. Department of Education accuses the Duke-UNC Consortium for Mideast Studies of misusing federal funds. The Trump administration sent a letter to the consortium ordering them to revise their activities in order to be considered for future federal grants. Brian Murphy's been reporting on the story for the last several months. He covers North Carolina's congressional delegation and state issues from Washington, D.C. for the News and Observer, the Charlotte Observer, and the Herald Sun. And he joins us now. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this letter. What's in it?
Well, it's a scathing letter that from the Department of Education that really goes after the consortium for the way that it's using these federal funds. These federal Title IX funds.
Title VI.
Came about in the late 1950s as part of a much more international world that the U.S. had to lead. And so there was a need for international experts, particularly in regions that were not Western Europe. And so these funds were designed to build foreign language and area study programs at U.S. universities to train the next group of leaders and foreign diplomats. And what this letter alleges is that what Duke and UNC, this consortium, has been using these funds for does not meet those standards.
All right, and tell us in particular what it was. There was one particular forum that led to this and also a complaint by a Republican congressman holding in North Carolina.
Right. There was a conference in late March called The Conflict Over Gaza, People, Politics, and Possibilities. It featured a performance by a Palestinian rapper who sang a song, a parody song, called Mama, I'm in Love with a Jew. And that song, clips of that song were put out by an activist and filmmaker. There were other reports from people in the community that had concerns about the lineup of speakers, indicating that it was anti-Israeli bias among many of the speakers, that there was not enough of a diversity of in the speaker lineup. At that point, Holding asked for an investigation by the Department of Justice. By the Department of Education. And in June, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos launched that investigation.
All right. And tell us more about what this rapper and the consortium have had to say about this thing, because it does. I mean, you talk about, it says the title itself might be incendiary, but, in the lyrics, we're talking about being anti-Semitic, and I am anti-Semitic as part of the, part of the lyric here. So one might say, yeah, I guess you're right. You've gone over the line. What do they say about it?
Yeah, I mean, I was never able to get the rapper on the phone, but he has talked about it in the past, and it's, if you watch the video for the entire song, it's clearly a parody song about what it's like, and certainly the feelings are real. I don't want to dismiss what the song says, but it's the as he puts it, how am I supposed to respect others when I live in a society where I'm not respected? And it's a song about a Jewish police officer, a female Jewish police officer, falling in love with a Palestinian, and the Palestinian is constantly under scrutiny in the video and the song lyrics. I think what we expected, or at least what I expected, was that the investigation by the Department of Education would focus on this conference and what the conference its curriculum, I guess. I was surprised that the investigation was much more widespread than that and really focused on what the consortium is doing. It raised concerns about the number of students that are taking foreign language classes, that there's not enough. It raised concerns about some of the classes that are being offered, including ones about Iranian art and Iranian film. It said that the consortium is failing to provide a balance of perspectives, saying that there's been too much emphasis on understanding the positive aspects of Islam without similar focus on positive aspects of Christianity or Judaism or other belief systems in the Middle East. And so the investigation by the Department of Education really looked at the entire consortium and not just that March conference.
So talk about what's at stake here, the federal funding under Title VI that this consortium receives from the federal government.
Yeah, it's about $235 per year.
And I know you meant $235,000, right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Is that what I said?
It's fine.
$235,000. And the letter, which was dated August 29th, placed a September 22nd deadline on the school to provide changes to lay out to the federal government exactly what types of changes they were going to implement to change its curriculum, to provide some additional information that the department was looking for. I talked to UNC, I emailed with them this morning. They have not provided a response yet, but they do say that they are committed to working with the department to provide more information about its programs. So it's a very interesting issue, particularly in light of a lot of talk from up here in Washington among Republicans about the bias on campus and the lack of free speech on campus.
Well, let's talk about the initially. There's not been a response to this letter, an official response yet from UNC. And the last I saw, Duke had no comment as well. I don't know if you've heard anything since yesterday from Duke.
I have not. Duke has really handed it off to UNC in most cases. The consortium is headquartered on the UNC campus, although it is a collaboration between the two.
And right after the event itself, not the letter, which was I believe sent in August and published recently this month, but after the event itself, and there were some complaints after the rap and had gone viral, the university did make some apologies about that particular event.
It did. The interim chancellor posted a statement, and he posted another one on Twitter. So they did apologize and did lay out that they were sorry if anyone was offended by it, and really tried to, I think they thought that might be the end of it, and certainly Representative Holding bringing it to the attention of the Department of Education has carried the story even further.
Well, you talked about this kind of coinciding with a rise in concern and rhetoric from the Republican Party about freedom of speech on campus, having conservative speakers sometimes not invited to speak. But the other side of it is that the pushback against this and the criticism that I've seen is that this is a threat to academic freedom, that what's coming down from Betsy DeVos and her education department represents a threat to academic freedom. What kind of pushback has there been?
Yeah, there's been, that's certainly been the reaction. Howard Dean posted about this yesterday on Twitter, so it started to make its way into national Democratic circles. But yeah, the chairman of a committee on academic freedom for the American Association of University Professors pointed out this. Jay Smith at the University of North Carolina released had a quote to the Associated Press calling this ideologically driven harassment from the Department of Education, and suggesting that Robert King, the assistant secretary, should stay in his lane and allow the experts to determine what constitutes a full understanding of the Middle East. There was pushback that, hey, now the federal government is getting involved in what we can teach on our campus.
Now, obviously, this is a big story to us here in North Carolina. Is it having much impact in Washington?
It's not having a huge impact in Washington, but what I do think is interesting is that many, many schools across the country get these grants. And will this become an issue where other congressmen who represent a school in Texas or, other southern states in particular, start taking a look at what those consortiums or those Middle East studies programs are looking at and bring it up to the Department of Education? If the Department of Education is now seen as willing to get involved in this level of detail with how these funds are being used, is that become something that they get involved in many other campuses across the country?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the total budget for the Duke-UNC Consortium for Middle East Studies is, but when I think about the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Duke University, and I hear $235,000 a year, I'm thinking that's not a lot of money, and maybe they could just say, well, we'll do without your grants. Are they in a position to do that?
Yeah, you would think they probably could, certainly given the budgets of those two universities. $235,000 is not much, but at this time of rising college costs, I'm sure any money that they get from the federal government helps in some ways.
All right, so what's next in the story on the timeline? What are we looking forward to?
The September 22nd deadline for the university, for Duke and UNC to respond to the Department of Education. It'll be interesting if they try to make some changes to appease the department, or, as you just suggested, if they decide to we're going to do things our way. We appreciate the money, but thank you very much.
Brian Murphy covers North Carolina's congressional delegation and state issues from Washington, D.C. for the News and Observer, the Charlotte Observer, and the Herald Sun. Brian, thanks so much for talking with us.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You can find links to Brian's reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, the music of Alice Gerard, Allison DeGroote, and Tatiana Hargraves. Stay with us.